الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفمن حق عليه كلمة العذاب أفأنت تنقذ من في النار. In the previous ayats, the punishments of those people who disobey Allah, who don't believe in Him, was mentioned, and also the rewards of those people who believe. More detail to that, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says, أَفَمَنْ حَقَّ عَلِيهِ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ بھلا جس پر ٹھیک ہو چکا عذاب کا حکم. Think for yourself that person on whom the decision and the verdict of punishment has been made by Allah Ta'ala, that is, his heart is sealed, he does not bring iman on Allah Ta'ala, he doesn't do, of course, any righteous deeds. Such a person, Allah Ta'ala's verdict of adab is on such a person. He cannot be guided in this world and is destined and doomed for the punishment of Allah Ta'ala in the year after. So such a person, أَفَأَنْتَ تُنْقِذُ مَنْ فِي النَّارِ بھلا تو خلاص کر سکے گا اس کو جو آگ میں گر چکا. So think for yourself, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will you be able to save such a person from Jahannam? That person who by his actions did not believe in Allah Ta'ala, and Allah has passed the verdict of adab on that person, who can save that person from Jahannam? That person is doomed and destined for the fire of Jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala says, you don't have to be so sorrowful. You have to be content on the laws and the decisions of Allah Ta'ala. Effort you must make, but Allah's decision is final. So whom Allah has destined for the fire of Jahannam, nobody can save that person from there. لَكِنِ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ رَبَّهُمْ. لیکن جو ڈرتے رہے اپنے رب سے. However, those people who had fear of Allah Ta'ala, they recognize the Creator by the various signs which are all around us. And the greatest sign is the human being himself. If he looks at his eyes, if he looks at his brains, any part of his body, then he will recognize and know that there is a maker of all this and a controller of all this. And nothing is in our hands, everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So a person who has recognized Allah, obeys Allah Ta'ala, for such a person, لَهُمْ غُرَفٌ مِّن فَوْقِهَا. So unke waaste hai, جھروں کے ان کے اوپر. They will have beautiful double-story palaces. That is, they will have their beautiful palaces, and on top of that another floor also. And also besides that, مِن فَوْقِهَا مَبْنِيَّةٌ. And there will be yet another floor on top of that also. In other words, extremely beautiful, big palaces they will have for having brought iman on Allah and obeying His commandments. تجري من تحتها الأنهار. ان کے نیچے بہتی ہیں ندیاں. And there will be rivers flowing beneath them. In other words, beautiful palaces placed in beautiful surroundings of beautiful gardens and orchards, with wonderful streams and rivers flowing, and also beautiful fountains everywhere. وَعَدَهُ چُكَ اللَّهَ. Just as that person who does not bring iman is going to Jahannam, and Allah has declared that, made that verdict, this person who brings iman and does righteous deeds will be going to Jannat and into all these pleasures, and that also Allah has made His promise, and nobody can change it. A person who believes in Allah, obeys the commands of Allah, will go into these beautiful palaces and will remain in there forever and ever. لا يخلف الله الميعاد. Allah نہیں خلاف کرتا اپنا وعدہ. Allah doesn't go against His promise. Allah has made it clear that those who will bring iman and do righteous deeds will go into these beautiful, enjoyable places, and they will be there forever. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. تُنے نہیں دیکھا کہ اللہ نے اتارا آسمان سے پانی. And again Allah brings His proof that He is everywhere, so that every person can bring iman. And this is so logical, and it is by our own brains and thinking that we can recognize our Creator, Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, have you not seen that Allah Ta'ala sends down water from the skies. When the rain falls, this is a great sign of the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. It isn't just that it is just happening on its own, that water is condensing and then it is forming a cloud and it is raining. All this is by only by the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Many times it happens when then the clouds gather, especially in the late afternoon, and everyone is concerned a heavy storm is coming, but not one drop of water falls. Sometimes it is sunshine, there is no sign of a cloud, but suddenly it just starts raining. This is nothing to do with the natural things of this world. It is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So that should be a sign for us to recognize Allah Ta'ala. فَسَلَكَهُ يَنَابِيعَ فِي الْأَرْضِ پھر چلایا وہ چشموں میں زمین کے. And then Allah Ta'ala makes that water to flow in the fountains on the earth. This water, if we also see, which in other ayats is explained. For example, snow falls on the mountains. That is Allah Ta'ala's deep freeze in order to keep the water clean and fresh. Then that snow, which is in touch with the mountains, there it starts melting and it seeps into the mountain. And then rivers are formed in the mountain. That water flows different places. Then it flows from the mountain. It comes at one place out as a waterfall. It comes out in another place as a fountain. And it flows under the earth and people dig down and make wells and take out water. So Allah supplies water in this way. So Allah Ta'ala makes that water to flow in the bottom of the earth. And wherever it is flowing, the water is going, and then fountains come out from various places, or people dig down, make wells, and take out water from there. ثُمَّ يُخْرِجُ بِهِ زَرْعًا مُخْتَلِفًا پھر نکالتا ہے اس سے کھیتی کئی کئی رنگ. And then Allah Ta'ala makes from that water to come out various types of farms in which various things grow. On one farm you see millet is growing. On another farm you see wheat is growing. Another farm is a banana orchard. All the different things from that water, Allah makes all these things to grow. Different colors, different types. You find what grapes were not only one type of grapes, how many different types of grapes. How many different types of bananas? All this is not just for us to see and we don't think about it. Or we just enjoy all the fruit. But the main reason of all this is to recognize Allah Ta'ala. It is like you are giving somebody money. And that person, instead of making the receipt and acknowledging it, he eats up all that money. He doesn't recognize it. That is a very, very base person. So Allah who gave us all these things, we use it all up. We eat it, we enjoy it, and we don't acknowledge Allah. We don't thank Allah, we don't recognize Allah. The main reason for all these things is for us to recognize Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. ثُمَّ يَهِيجُ فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًّا پھر آئے تیاری پر تو تو دیکھے اس کا رنگ زرد. Then you see that all those beautiful orchards and farms that were growing, the mealies for example, how beautiful when it's at its prime and it's green and it looks so beautiful. But now that it has reached its full age and it has served its purpose, the mealies is now harvested, taken off, and now that becomes like, you see it turning yellow and it dies off now. And then it is thrown, it falls down on the ground, animals walk on it, it becomes fodder for the animals. And this happens continuously. So from ثُمَّ يَجْعَلُ حُطَامًا پھر کر دالتا ہے اس کو چُورَا چُورَا. And then it is just made fodder, it is left and there is nothing left of it. Whatever, even a banana plantation, the bananas grow, the season has completed, the age of the trees have reached their maturity, then you see them dying down. And now there is nothing left. In this way, Allah Ta'ala gives this lesson. One side is this lesson, the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. To see how from this water, which is colorless, which is tasteless, which is odorless, no smell in it. But Allah Ta'ala brings out different types of mangoes that have got different colors. The smell of mango is completely different. The smell of guavas are completely different. The smell of pineapples are completely different. From that same water, all is different, and the taste of guavas are different, the taste of pineapples, watermelon, all this is completely different. The main thing in all this, and what we as parents, we should do at home, when we have fruit on the table, explain to the children, the whole family, from where did this fruit come, and let them also recognize Allah Ta'ala, that who gave us this fruit. Buying a watermelon for 50-60 rand can never make it. It was Allah who makes it. That beautiful color, the beautiful taste in it, the mangoes, we should make every time we sit to eat, we travel, bring our children's attention to Allah's existence, to His Qudrat, to submit to Allah, to obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. The other lesson that we should learn from here, we also were small little babies. We grew up, we reached our prime. Then old age comes, now we have ripened. And then we see one by one somebody is taken away. As the fruit has ripened and the farmer picks the crop, like that we also one by one people are taken away. And we will also go in our qabr and nothing is left of ours. All of us, we know that our parents and our uncles, they might be living. Some of us are such that all our uncles have passed away. And our grand uncles, etc., none of them are living. That whole generation is gone. The next generation is going. Soon we will be also gone. So from this farm that grows up like this, we should take this lesson also and realize that we should make ourselves valuable. Also we see that on that farm, whether it is a banana plantation, whether it is a mealy plantation, there are valuable things. The bananas are the most important. The mealy cobs are the most important. And then there are other things that are just served to the animals. Afterwards, when it becomes like that with us, there are good deeds also and there are bad deeds also. So we should try and harvest the good deeds and don't let just the things go rotten and dead and we didn't do any actions in our life. Inna fi dhalika la dhikra li ulil albab. Beshak usme nasihat hai aqalmando ke waste. Undoubtedly in all this are great, great advisors for people of intelligence. So Allah has made it such, you don't have to be a hafiz of the Quran or mufassir of the Quran. By looking at the farms and the things growing, take a lesson. By the rain falling, take a lesson. Every person can take these lessons and can become a great arif of Allah and recognize Allah Ta'ala and become a wali of Allah Ta'ala that is fully submits to Allah Ta'ala. And if we do our little share, we can make our whole families all to recognize Allah. Then nobody will be able to interfere with the iman. When that conviction is in their hearts that Allah is doing all this and they have that conviction, nobody will be able to snatch the iman from them. So that is a duty of us as parents that we build the iman of our family people as well.